Vaccines have been around since the late 1700s. Over the last 200 years, scientists have nearly eradicated certain deadly illnesses. For example, the CDC estimates that smallpox had existed for at least 3,000 years. 30% of the infected would die, and the survivors were usually left with severe scars. After the vaccine was created, smallpox was completely eliminated in all of North America by 1952.
The reason that we don't see, you know, individuals walking around with debilitating effects of infection with polio or infection with chickenpox or measles and many other infectious diseases is because we've developed vaccines against these infectious agents, and they have been very successful at reducing both the prevalence and the effects of those infections. I think people have forgotten what it's like to be surrounded by the presence of infectious diseases that cause such a devastating effect on our community.
But that reminder may be just around the corner. That's Dr. Avery August, professor of immunology at Cornell University and a member of the American Association of Immunologists. He says childhood vaccination rates over the last couple years have dropped, putting everyone at risk.
So what we know is that from the CDC, between 2020-21 and now, that the vaccine orders have dropped about 14%. So vaccine orders are the orders that pediatricians and physicians order because they anticipate their patients are coming in to be immunized. So that's a reflection of the drop in individuals being immunized. And even more importantly, we see that measles vaccines have dropped 20% in the US over that time period. So there's definitely been an effect of, you know, this period in terms of the reduction in immunization rates.
Some of the factors that have led to this decline can be directly linked to the pandemic, according to Dr. Julie Morita. She's the executive president for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and member of the advisory committee to the director at the CDC.
During the pandemic, doctor offices weren't open for people to get their back-to-school physicals, their, you know, sports physicals, or their routine childhood vaccines. And on top of that, there are parents who had questions about the safety and effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. And there was a little bit of spillover into some of the childhood vaccines as well.
And as the new school year begins, Morita hopes parents take advantage of the required back-to-school and sports physicals by catching their children up on their vaccinations. And though it can be difficult to get a doctor's appointment right now, as so many other parents are thinking the same thing, Morita says there's multiple ways to get your child vaccinated.
Pharmacies in particular have ramped up the availability of childhood vaccines. And so parents can go to their pharmacies if they can't get into their doctor offices. But doctor offices also are recognizing the importance of vaccinating. And so looking to offer more after hours or on weekend type of clinics for just vaccination alone, because it's critically important that we get these vaccines into the arms of our children. When they go back to school, schools are places where diseases are spread, and we want to make sure our children are protected. So making sure the vaccine is as accessible as possible is really important.
Though student vaccination requirements differ from state to state, all 50 states have legislation requiring specific vaccines. Morita says this mandate has been crucial for the success of nationwide protection against serious illnesses.
The reason our vaccine coverage levels are so high and we've almost eliminated all these diseases is because of the school vaccine requirements, but there is state-to-state variability. So not all vaccines are required in all states in the same way. So people should check with their state health department, check with their school districts to find out what's actually required.
But Morita says children should receive all routinely recommended vaccines, regardless of their school's requirements.
So what we recommend for children are vaccines that are targeted against hepatitis A, B. These are viruses. Mumps, measles, and rubella are another set of vaccines that we recommend. Chickenpox, and of course, polio. And these are for kids who are from birth to about 6 years old.
Then, when children reach ages 7 through 18, August says they can receive the HPV vaccine. Not only does it protect against the infection, but also prevents against certain cancers that an HPV infection can lead to. Though many people think a vaccine simply injects us with a small dose of the virus, August says the reality is much safer and more precise.
We take bits and pieces of a virus, for example, and we expose it to the immune system. And in doing so, we're training our immune system to actually recognize that virus. So there are cells, antibodies that are made when we're exposing our immune systems to those bits and pieces of the virus. And now those antibodies are now there, and those cells are now there, so that if unfortunately you do get infected, you then will be protected because your immune system is ready.
Without that protection, August says being infected with the real virus can overload your immune system. You'll suffer from the full effect of the symptoms that can be debilitating in many cases. When receiving a vaccine, scientists have already identified the pieces of a virus that will be the best to train your immune system while keeping you safe from the actual illness.
We evaluate its safety. We evaluate whether it's efficacy against the real infection in clinical studies. And then we also evaluate the dosing and the range in which we deliver. And all of that is done in a large number of people because we know that once it gets out into the public and we use it in the public, we need it to be safe. And so we can be pretty sure that by the time a vaccine gets out and being used in the clinic, it's very safe. It doesn't cause disease, it actually prevents disease.
The only other way you can be protected is if you're infected.
And when you're infected with the disease, with the agent, the virus or bacteria, you actually get the disease and you get the side effects of these. If you're infected with polio, you can be paralyzed. If you're infected with measles, you can have those really debilitating effects. And so a safer way to do that is to actually get the vaccine and immunize without having those symptoms.
Most of the vaccines that we have available right now cannot make anybody sick. There's a few vaccines that contain a weakened form of the virus. And so if you don't have a normal immune system, then you could potentially get sick with these vaccines. But pediatricians and family doctors and nurses who are administering the vaccines know who should not get those vaccines. And so the risk to anybody of getting sick because of a vaccine is minuscule.
Which is why Marita believes it's critical for parents to get their children caught up with their vaccinations as soon as possible. She says that if we don't take this dropping trend in immunization seriously, we'll face severe consequences, ones that may already be starting to happen.
If you look at New York State, they just recently announced that there was an individual who was diagnosed with polio. That's the first time that we've seen polio that's been transmitted within the United States in over 30 years. And that's a serious disease that we do not want to see circulating in the country. And I think it's really important to look at that and say, this is a time to take this seriously and to get our children vaccinated. So while we feel safe because we don't see the diseases that often in the United States, these diseases are still common outside of our country and they can easily be brought in. So we need to keep our guard up and really take advantage of this opportunity to get our children vaccinated.
The American Association of Immunologists has compiled a broad list of recommended vaccinations, which can be found at aai.org/NIAM. You can find more information about Dr. Julie Morita, Dr. Avery August, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
It leads us to turn our backs on the major crises facing humanity, and many people die as a result.
How our mind's natural defenses can be deadly for the growth of society.
Then, how much do you trust your memory?
People are having consistent false memories for certain images that are the same across people.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
Washing dishes, grocery shopping, childcare, cleaning, clothes washing. They are relentless because they have to happen every single day. And if you miss a day, it's very obvious.
The gendered roles many of us fall into. Them.
There are shipwrecks in cornfields in Kansas. There are wrecks in the deserts of Namibia. There was even a wreck found under the wreckage of the Twin Towers on 9/11.
Uncovering the lost ships of the past. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.